It's time to take a look at our latest cotton news with Cotton Talk today on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. I'm Casey Shepherd, and it's coming up after this.
Go on the offensive against weeds with Antares Complete from Helena. Antares Complete eliminates early weed competition with long-lasting residual control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. With a balanced premix of three herbicides, Antares Complete combats herbicide resistance and helps soybeans achieve a faster, more vigorous start to the season. Take a tactical first strike against weeds and protect your soybeans early with Antares Complete. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Thursday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.
Checking in with Rich Nelson at Allendale to give us the latest WASDE results. What do we see for cotton, Rich?
You know, the cotton balance sheet has been getting a lot of trade focus with these large stock changes in the prior year. Keep in mind, we went from 2022, which had 4.3 million bales for stocks, down to 2.4 last year for this old crop. Now, for this new crop discussion with only minimal changes in planting expected versus last year. USDA is coming up with an ending stock number moving up to 3.7. So a return to more normal yields would put us in the middle of this tightness argument here of last year, which is very tight, and the year before, which is not too bad. So it puts right in the middle of those prior 2 years.
Now, I know these next few months, these are important reports that we're going to be looking at. So what are you kind of expecting to see?
You know, the next few months, this is the normal risk on story for really corn and soybeans and a little bit for the winter wheat argument. If we do have this dryness, as some people say, starting in June, but most people are really feeling confident for July and August, we should see the corn and soybean numbers lightly curtailed. They won't get fixed to be a bullish number, but it will be simply less bearish. For the wheat side, we're not quite sure if this lingering dryness forecast for that June-July timeframe is going to be quick enough to really change the wheat production story. You know, keep in mind, of course, we'll be harvesting in the first and second week of June for some areas. So main point for our discussion, we will curtail these numbers for corn and soybeans. They'll go from less bearish, or they'll go from bearish to less bearish. Maybe some light adjustments for wheat, but really the wheat story is really focused on the world outlook right now.
That's today's Cotton Talk on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. I'm Casey Shepherd.